into the trees. My interest must have been too obvious. Were they watching to see if I found out something? Like maybe something about those who had been staying here? Ah, the birds had more to do with them than with the deceivers. They were not omens. In a sense, the stranglers hoped. They were messengers and spies. Crows. Everywhere and always, crows, seldom behaving the way crows should. Tools. Their sudden interest suggested they feared I would learn something I ought not, which meant there was something. My mind leaped from stone to stone across a brook of ignorance. If I did discover something, I had best not be obvious. Realization. The clearing felt familiar because it recalled a place I had lived. If that stump represented the tower whence I had ruled my empire, then the scatter of stones might represent the badlands I had created so the tower could be approached along just one narrow, deadly path. Patterns emerged. They were almost imperceptible, as though put there by someone who knew he was watched. Someone surrounded by crows? If I let my imagination loose, that scatter of rocks, debris, and twisted figures did make a fair representation of the tower's surroundings. In fact, a couple of sticks and a scatter and a boot scuff and a little soil pushed into a mound described a situation that had existed only once in the history of the tower. I had trouble pretending calm and indolence. If the rocks and twigs and such were significant, so must be the creatures of grass and bark. I stood up for a better view. One thing jumped right out. A leaf lay at the foot of the stump. A tiny figure sat upon it. A lot of care had gone into creating that figure. More than enough to make the message clear. The Howler, my then master of the flying carpet, was supposed to have been killed by a fall from the heights of the tower. I had known that was not true for some time now. The message had to be that the Howler was somehow involved in current events. Whoever set this up knew me and expected me to visit the grove. That should mean that someone knew what I was doing. That someone must have access to what the crows reported, but was not their master. Else there was no reason for such an elaborate and iffy means of passing a message. There was more. Many great sorcerers had been involved in the battle where the Howler was supposed to have died. Most of them were supposed to have been killed. Since then, I have discovered that several had fled after faking their deaths. I checked the figures again. Some were identifiable as representing some of those sorcerers. Three had been crushed underfoot. Those known to have been destroyed? I gave it all the time it needed, and still nearly missed the critical message. It was almost dark when I spied the clever little figure carrying what appeared to be a head under its arm. It took a while after that to understand the significance of the figure. I had told Narayan that we do not see what we do not expect to see. A lot of things fell into place once I realized that the impossible was not impossible at all. My sister was alive. I saw a whole new picture of what was going on, and I was frightened. And frightened, I missed the most important message of all. Chapter 38. Narayan was not in a pleasant mood.
The whole temple has to be pure.